weekly update of the Cavaliers with Tim Alcorn. Good morning, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right. Craig wants to know if you still have a Anderson Varejao wig. We have the Ben Wallace one hanging in our office somewhere over here as well. Remember when they would come out with those things like that?
You mean in the back closet? You know, I know you guys. I know that office very well. In right. the back closet, there isn't a Varejao wig?
No, there's a Ben Wallace wig back there hanging up. Still in its original package, so I think it has value and it hasn't been touched on here. I just want to play a highlight from back when.
Allen goes left baseline, finds a cutter, and Douglas put it up. Varejao blocked it. Comes to Anderson, who fires up a wild shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Hawes. The Cavs look to run. 4-on-2. Jack pulls up, finds Varejao, who lays it up and in. Andy Varejao at both ends makes it happen.
John Michael with the call back when Anderson was still with our team. Did we get the exception? If we want to, that's what it's called, right?
Yes, the NBA did grant that. So, again, I'm anticipating, put it that way, that there will be an announcement later today.
Okay. That somebody may – but it's interesting that, the team itself, I guess Larry Nance and Deli are done for the season. So we're losing players as we've come down this final stretch, it seems.
Oh, man. You know, every night I go through the injured list, and I have to take a deep breath before I read the names because it is lengthy. I think tonight it's the same seven that we had the other night. So, yeah, it just seems as though the Cavs cannot catch a break on that injury front. And I really feel bad for Darius Garland because he was playing some outstanding basketball. He was really playing well. The improvement from year one to year two had just been, terrific. And to see him go down with that sprained ankle, I was disappointed for DG. But, yeah, Deli, Torian Prince, Larry Nance Jr., Isaiah Hartenstein, Lamar Stevens. I'm trying to do these off the top of my head. Is that seven or six? But they just keep adding up.
Wow. It's a tough thing to way to finish out a season where you'd hope to get sort of some sort of a momentum or at least something to figure out, where the future will come from.
Well, the only silver lining, and boy, you got to look for a silver lining when you've got seven guys out, but it is giving these young players really a live audition for J.B. Bickerstaff and the front office. I mean, guys like Cabin Gelly, and I mentioned Lamar. Of course, he's out. So now you got a young man like Broderick Thomas and even this Jeremiah Martin who they've signed. So he's going to look at these guys, and sometimes it's challenging to watch, and believe me, it's challenging to call because they just don't know each other. They haven't played with each other long enough. But as JB says, and you have to wholeheartedly agree, just go out there and give 100% and show some skill level and let the chips fall where they may.
Right. Phoenix, that's a big chip that we got tonight. They're at the other end of things.
Boy, what a year for the Phoenix Suns. Best record in the NBA at 46-18. They've won six of their last eight, Chris Paul, but don't forget about Devin Booker. I mean, this young man averages, I think, 26 points a game for Phoenix. So they are really, really good, and they're playing some outstanding basketball, and they're going to be a real challenge to knock out in that Western Conference. If everything were to start right now, they'd be the number one seed out West, and deservedly so. They've had a great season.
Tim, do you think the addition of Chris Paul is sort of the X factor there?
Yes. Chris Paul has been a winner no matter where he has gone. It's interesting. We do the Cavs HQ show, and on our last show, we had the 88-year-old voice of the Phoenix Suns, Al McCoy, who is now in his 49th year calling basketball for the Phoenix Suns. But he was talking to Jim Jones and I on Cavs HQ about Chris Paul, and even he, having called Chris Paul for all of his previous years at other stops, said, "I never realized how good Chris Paul was until I got to call him night in and night out in Phoenix." So, yeah, Chris Paul is just a winner, 10-time All-Star. He's an outstanding player and a great leader for a team that's looking to take the next step.
Did you say he's 88, the play?
Yes. And we were playing some of his cuts during Cavs HQ, and you would think and even during the conversation, you would think he's 35 years old. He sounds great, incredible amount of energy. his calls are spot on. And you know, Al McCoy, he's amazing.
Because, you know, a lot of times you have older play-by-play guys in baseball. There's a little more relaxed to that. There's a little thing. For basketball, that's incredible to think of.
It is incredible. Wow. It was. And it's interesting, when we were scheduling guests for Cavs HQ, I saw that we had Phoenix coming up, which would now be tonight. But there was several mentions of Al on social media that his 88th birthday was last week. I said, well, this will time out well. And I had never met Al. Last year, COVID hit before we were to go to Phoenix, so I didn't have a chance to meet him there. And then, of course, this year, nobody's traveling, so I've never met Al. But feel like I know him through Joe Tate, because Joe had so many Al McCoy stories. Wow. They were great friends. And so I just shot him a text and an email, and he said, absolutely, I'd love to do it. This would be fun. And what a conversation it was. But, yeah, he sounds like he could go another 15 years if he wanted to.
I was going to say, is there like a 60-year-old pregame guy waiting for his chance? Come on. I was hired 40 years ago. I thought this was going to be a shoe-in. A couple years, I'd be doing the game. But I guess that's that, you know, Phoenix weather, right? That's why you go to Arizona out there.
That could be. Maybe that's the case. Yeah.
The Fountain of Youth in Arizona for the Suns. Well, and he's seen a lot of good and bad basketball out there, too. So it's good that they're doing well this year. But, again, you got the Suns tonight, Portland tomorrow. So another back-to-back. Thank you, NBA. But we're winding down the regular season. Doesn't look like we're going to sneak into this play-in area, right? I mean,
No, that's not going to happen. So the Cavs will be on the outside looking in, and we'll look forward to, number one, the draft lottery, just to see, you know, how those ping pong balls take shape for the Cavs as far as where they will be picking in the draft. And then, of course, it'll be an interesting offseason. Maybe we'll talk about that next Tuesday, but it'll be an interesting offseason to see which direction the Cavs go in so far as some of the decisions they have to make.
Yes, and then there's all these rumors and storyline, you know, when it's not on the court, then it becomes off the court about different players or whatever. It's sort of, you just went for the season and the thing to end, and then sort of to reset itself for next season. But we look forward to
it. It did go fast. Yeah. I will say this. I mean, we're down to 8 games, and as you said, Bruce, a back-to-back. So after tomorrow night, we'll be down to 6, just like that. So it's gone fast. There's been a lot of ups and downs, but you know, I think this team has grown. I think some of the individual youngsters have gotten a lot better. So I think the future is bright for this team.
Some days you have a legal pad for your scorebook. The other times it's a post-it note. Just 4 guys, there they are, scoring in double figures. We'll talk with you again next Tuesday.
Sounds great.
Appreciate your time. Tim Alcorn joining us, voice of the Cavs here on WEOL. It is 8:20. I'm Bruce Van Dyke. Craig Adams. Craig, you know, I don't know if you heard that, you know, Kevin Love's in some podcast, he says, I kind of think Portland might be a nice city. He grew up in that area. That's what he's talking about. So Portland, who's showing up tomorrow in town? Portland. So,
yep.
Maybe he'll kind of slide down the bench a little bit. Where's Kevin? Oh, he's just over there. See how it fits, what it feels like over there.